The question today is, can a man be saved by a tract alone? Now, for a person to answer that question, we need to hear what the Bible has to say on the subject. What does the Bible say is the most important thing? It's not enough to hear what man says, and that's myself included. You see, it's noble to question what a person says. Paul said in the book of Acts 17:11, he said they in Berea were more noble than they in Thessalonica, in that they asked the question about what he said. And they questioned daily what was said. They didn't question to try to go against what he said. They just simply wanted to know. So there's nothing wrong with wanting to know the truth. May the Lord help us to find truth. Now, you see, we've listened to man so long that we've had many traditions and philosophies of men that we're following instead of God's Word. We've got to follow God's Word. Paul warned us of that in Colossians 2:8, when he said, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Now, we need to disregard what man says, even though man may be true. But if it's not backed up by the Bible, we need to reject it. It's tradition. It's something's not based on the Word of God. So we want to turn to the Bible for our answer to this question: can a man be saved by a tract alone? We hear many say, "Well, pass out tracts. That's all you got to do. People will be saved." Well, the word tract's not used in the Bible, but the Bible has some things to say about the principles involved that's used in tracts. Now, first of all, we need to realize what we need to realize is that no one will be saved until they have some understanding about sin, righteousness, and judgment. And I know people say, "Well, no man understands." Well, I know in his natural self he doesn't, but when the Lord awakens him and stirs him, he must have some understanding in these areas: sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8-11 tells us this: as the Holy Ghost, it's his job to reprove, which means to convict and convince a person of all three: sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, the Lord made it very clear in the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13, when he talked about the different types of ground: the wayside here, the stony ground here, the thorny ground here, and the good ground here. And they didn't understand in the wayside here. Neither was there complete understanding in the thorny ground here and stony ground here, even though the word's not used per se. But verse 23 says of Matthew 13 about the good ground, "But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. That they are the only ones that saved out of the four types of ground. And they had understanding. Now, from that we conclude that a person has to receive enough information. I'm talking about the facts. But that comes from the Word of God. And he must receive that for the Holy Ghost to use to convince and convict man of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Paul, when he went to a place to preach, the first thing he went was to a synagogue where they had an Old Testament understanding. They understood the Old Testament scripture. At least they had it available. They had a foundation on which to build. And so a 3- or 4-page tract cannot give us enough information, anyone, enough by itself. The person, if he's never been to church, never heard the Word of God preached, a tract will not give him enough information for him to be saved. And therefore, a man cannot be saved by a tract alone. The second thing we need to see is the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:21, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." You see, God chose human instrumentality to be used in his salvation plan. The Bible says in Romans chapter 13, or 10, 13, and following, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." But he asks the question then, how then can they call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? Now Jesus, even on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, prayed in John 17:20, that great intercessory prayer. In other words, he prayed for all those. He said, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for all them which shall believe on me through their word," through the apostles' word, in other words. And he prayed for them. Now, I emphasize their word, because Jesus is referring to the apostles, the human instruments that's necessary for one to be saved. Paul verifies that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, when they were having problems in the church at Corinth over who they were following, some Paul and some Apollos. But Paul says, who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Now, you know, the Lord gives ministers to everyone who believes. Paul said that. And Paul said that by inspiration of the Spirit of God. So there has to be human instruments involved for a person to be saved. A good example is found in Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through 39. And I'll not read that, but that's a story of the eunuch. The eunuch was had left Ethiopia, gone up to Jerusalem to try to find God. He was seeking God, and yet being a eunuch, he couldn't enter into the temple. He couldn't get in on the things of God. He possibly was a Gentile, plus the possible him being a eunuch, he couldn't enter in. And all he got was a portion of the Word of God. A little one page, for instance, of Isaiah 53. And coming back across the desert, he was reading that, but he didn't understand it. And Philip joined himself to that chariot and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he replied, how can I except some man should guide me? Now, if a track is all that was necessary for a man to be saved, why did the Lord tell Philip to leave the revival in progress in Samaria and go out into a desert place to meet one man? I'll tell you why. A human instrument was necessary for the eunuch to be saved. And also, it's necessary for you to be saved. God never violates His principle. You cannot get saved without the preaching of the Word of God in some form or fashion. Now, it may not necessarily be preaching from behind the pulpit, but there's got to be a proclaiming of the good news, the gospel of Christ, and there's got to be some understanding in the areas of sin, righteousness, and judgment for a person to be saved. Now, I'm not saying a man can't use a tract, or God can't use a tract to plant and to water, but I am saying, based on God's Word, that a human instrument must cross an individual's path for them to be saved. Also, I'm not saying that the human instrument has to be present whenever a person is saved, but they must cross their path and preach to them Jesus, just as Philip did in Acts chapter 8, verse 35. Whenever he climbed up in that chariot, he opened the book at Isaiah 53 and preached unto him Jesus there at that point in time. Now, a person to be the human instrument, he can be that can be one-on-one, as it was with Philip there. And also it can be from the pulpit in a public assembly. It doesn't matter, but there's got to be a human instrument cross a person's path. Therefore, I conclude that a man cannot be saved by a tract alone. In fact, most tracts that are designed, as they're printed, they're designed to lead the reader in some prayer and to give mental assent to the facts that's presented. And that type of tract will lead a man into false profession, thus becoming a terror, because a tract alone will not lead a man to repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And without those, without repentance and without faith, or without obeying the gospel, without repenting and believing, a person will not be saved. You see, these tracts are designed what we call easy believism, or really called easy prayerism. God never wants you to just repeat after me. In fact, some men in the Bible never prayed anything. You'll hear people say, well, so many prayed the prayer. Well, Lord help. That's not salvation, praying a prayer. You may have been praying when you were saved, but it's got to be a work of God done in one's heart. And we need that today. Too many people are using the instruments, and thank God for the printed Word. We need that, and we can use that. It can water, it can plant, but there must be a human instrument involved. There must be. In fact, Paul wasn't saved until Ananias come by and told him what he must do. Arise and be baptized, wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. There was the human instrument involved in Paul's life. He didn't tell him to get down here and pray some prayer or repeat after me. You don't have to be told what to do. Some people say, well, what if they don't know? If they don't know, they don't understand. And if they don't understand, there'll be no good ground. And without the good ground, there'll be no salvation. Brethren, it's time we contend for the faith, as Jude said in verse number 3. And then we ought to persuade men. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We got to stand before a judgment seat in context, is what that verse is talking about. And we need to persuade men, because we're going to have to face God one day with what we've done. If we practice this easy believism tactic, But believing we can just pass out a tract and let a person pray that prayer and sign that prayer and send it in to them that they've been saved, then we're not contending men for the faith. We need to persuade men with truth and not tradition. Now, you say, but preacher, I don't like what you just said. I got saved when I was reading a tract. Well, if you never went to church and you hadn't heard the gospel preached, you're not saved. Because you didn't have enough understanding just from reading a little three or four page tract to be saved. So you might ought to check out where you really are spiritually. Now, you might be in the group that the Lord spoke about in Matthew 7:22 when He said, many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Now, if that's the case, then you'll hear Him say one day, as He did in Matthew 7:23, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, the Pharisees got mad when Jesus attacked their tradition. And you may get mad at me, but listen, you're not my enemy. Satan is my enemy. And he's the one who's the master deceiver that comes as an angel of light. Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You see, it's not flesh and blood that's our enemy, even though the devil may use flesh and blood. He is our number one enemy. In fact, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 14, talking about the false prophet, but he said, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is of no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So he's our enemy, and we need to realize that. So therefore, I don't expect you to change your mind concerning this issue about tracts. I don't expect this radio broadcast to change your mind any more than I expect a tract to get someone saved. But it could be a seed that will cause someone to seek truth. And if someone seeks truth, the Lord will send a human instrument across your path. In other words, if you obey light, God will give you more light. And if the people in the Hottentot of Africa will obey the light of the God of creation and some way cry out and say, looking for more, God will send a human instrument across their path if He has to wreck an airplane and send somebody down to preach the gospel to them in that place. And so therefore, you realize something, He's got to send it. Now, and then the Holy Ghost will take their word, as Jesus prayed on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, and that's based on the Word of God, and you will be convinced of truth. So the question, can a man be saved by a tract alone? Based on the Word of God, I would have to say no to this question. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.